All right, so last week we spoke with a listener on 99.7 EJX. Emma, been with her boyfriend for about a year and a half. He's settled in his career. She landed her dream job in San Diego. She's worried she'll go and regret it or not go and regret it. I mean, we told her to take the job.
100%. All of us did. So you're never going to know about the job if you don't take it. If it doesn't work out, you can move back home.
Yeah. And you're going to have regrets.
You'll always regret not taking it. That's going to be the worst regret. She was trying to weigh which regret is going to be worse. And we said not taking the job would be worse.
Yeah. So what did she do?
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Thanks for checking back in. I was actually in San Diego when I heard y'all loud and clear to take the job.
Oh.
So I listened.
Oh!
They flew me out to San Diego to meet the team, fully in my feelings, spiraling, but once I got there, the vibes felt right. Mm. The people were kind, the energy good, and for the first time in a long time, I could actually picture myself growing somewhere.
Oh, nice.
I landed back home and literally called them that same day to accept the position.
Oh, good for you!
No dramatic pause, no second coin flip, I just did it. Here's the part I didn't see coming. I was really nervous to tell my boyfriend because he had said he wanted to talk it through once I got back.
Sure, right.
And when I finally told him I accepted, I expected support or at least we'll figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he basically said that if I move, then yes, he'd technically do long distance, but that it also means we're essentially breaking up. I was crushed. I truly thought he'd be happy for me, or at least proud that I went for something big.
Right.
So after sitting with it for a couple of days, I realized something. As much as it hurts, this relationship probably wasn't going to go the distance.
Oh, geez.
And weirdly, once that settled in, I started to feel lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is actually a fresh start instead of just a scary one.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm packing up my life, my plants, and everything else and headed west. I'm still nervous. I don't know anyone out there, but I'm also excited in that new chapter, new energy kind of way.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you for the advice. Thank you to everyone who called in. And please wish me luck as I start over in San Diego.
Good luck.
And I promise, even from 2,000 miles away, I'll still be listening to the show online, LOL. Probably the podcast because time difference. Yeah. Love you guys. Here's to big risks, fresh starts, and trusting your future self, Emma. Oh, well, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, but boyfriend kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, we kind of said everything else would fall into place. And well, sometimes it's
that's the falling into place.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Is realizing that it wasn't going to go the distance anyway. And I think they're both saving themselves the time to figure that out.
What a comment, though. Yeah, yeah. We'll do long distance, but essentially this means you're breaking up with me.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even want to give it an effort.
No, but that tells you everything you needed to know.
I guess so. You're right.
Because if she was his person,
yeah,
come hell or high water,
he'd have been like, all right.
He would chase her wherever she went.
All right.
He would wait for her. They would figure it out. He would support her dreams no matter what that meant for him.
That's true. That's true. So she figured that out. Hey, didn't we have a listener reach out last week when we had this and say that her son lives in San Diego and is single?
Yep. And could show her around. So I think we pass along
maybe we find that on the text line and send that along. That's funny. All right.
That could be great. Her first new friend.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for the update, Emma. Sorry to hear about, you know, you and your boyfriend.
But it sounds like she's doing okay with it. Like, she has a remarkable disposition about it, attitude towards it, and is, I think, interpreting it the best way you can.
Yeah, that's true.
This is what this was telling her, everything she needed to know. At least she found out about now.
All right. Well, cool. Well, hey, thank you for the update, Emma. Good luck in San Diego.
Yes, and yes, keep listening on the podcast.
Yes. Keep us posted, 99.7 DJX.